Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Wow, this looks so much better than you all spread out over, 20 benches. So thank you for indulging me. So if you would like to turn in your hymn books, the blue, brown one, to number 122, and we're going to sing one, two, and four, okay? We're going to be doing a lot of singing this morning, so just keep your hymn books handy. And we're going to sing a lot of English, but also lots of German. So something for everyone. And we will only maybe be singing a verse or maybe two of something so that we get through all of them. So joy to the world. Let's dance.
Just rejoice, for their justifier is born. Let the sick and infirm rejoice, for their Savior is born. Let the captives rejoice, for their Redeemer is born. Let the slaves rejoice, for their Master is born. Let the free rejoice, for their Liberator is born. Let us all rejoice, for Jesus Christ is born.
And now in your German hymn book, number 55, O du Freudige.
Welcome everybody here this Christmas morning. Are there any guests to introduce? I have a guest to introduce. I'd like to introduce Phil's mother, my mother-in-law, Linda Workington. She's here from Morden joining us this morning. Gary, do you have, or Carol, have someone to introduce there? Yay, a baby. Welcome here. I see Louise has joined us as well. It's so good to see you here. That's great. Is there anybody else that needs to be introduced? No? Okay. Let's pray. Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessings which Christ brings and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be your children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen. As we move into the lessons and carols portion of the service, it will just flow unannounced with the readers coming up and doing their parts and the songs.
And again, in your brown hymnals, number 133, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And we'll sing verse 1 and verse 4.
Had to wait for the prophecy for the coming of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9 verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forward. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
And in your German hymn books, number 50, Es ist ein Ross entsprungen.
Thank you. And I'll be reading from Matthew 1, verses 18 to 21 and verse 24. The angel of the Lord comes to Joseph. This is how Jesus Christ was born. A young woman named Mary was engaged to Joseph from King David's family. But before they were married, she learned that she was going to have a baby by God's Holy Spirit. Joseph was a good man and did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone, so he decided to quietly call off the wedding. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, the baby that Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and marry her. Then after her baby is born, name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." After Joseph woke up, he and Mary were soon married, just as the Lord's angel had told him to do.
And now in your brown hymnals again, number 127, Angels We Have Heard on High. And for those of you who can, let's stand. And we're singing verses 1 and 4.
Sent the angel Gabriel with a message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph. The angel greeted Mary and said, "You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you." Mary was confused by the angel's words and wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary, "Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I am not married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you. So your child will be called the Holy Son of God. Nothing is impossible for God." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said." And the angel left her.
The first Noel is next in your brown hymnals, 137, and we'll sing verse 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Rather than a sermon today, I have a number of readings that I'd like to share with you. Jesus' perfect family. This time of year always makes me thrilled to remember this. Once upon a time, God decided to send God's Son to earth. God needed to pick an earthly family to care for this precious boy, so God scoured the land, searching, searching for the perfect family for his special, special son. And out of every family in the whole world, God chose a young, poor, single girl to be Jesus' family, and later a stepfather. A young, unmarried girl and a stepfather. That was the perfect family. Just makes me remember that our ideas about what constitutes a perfect family are not necessarily God's. So if you are a parent of a broken or single or blended or step or struggling for enough money family, and you wonder if that's good enough for your kids, well, it was good enough for God's. You are loved. You are enough. All is well.
I'll be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah. Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom the angels greet with welcome sweet, while shepherds watch our keep. Shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him long, the babe, the Son of Man. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to all.
Okay, if the kids could come up, I have a book to read for you this morning. Oh, come closer, Jacob. You can't see the pictures if you're way over there, buddy. That's perfect. Good morning. One of my favorite days of the year. I don't think I have to say what I usually say. Is it a special day today? Yeah, it is special. Okay, I went to the library and got a book by one of my favorite authors, Tommy DiPaola. He usually writes books about Italian omas, but this is a book about birds in Bethlehem. Every morning, the birds of Bethlehem gathered in the field to glean any corn that might be left from harvest. This winter morning was different. Anyone watching would have thought that they spent more time talking to one another than having breakfast, and that was true. Yesterday afternoon, we saw something we'd never seen before, said the green bird and his mate. We saw a long line of people coming over the hills. Do you recognize some of those people? The yellow bird and his mate spoke up. We saw something very unusual yesterday as well. The inn in town was full. What we saw, said the bluebird and his mate, was very strange indeed. A man and his wife were led to the stable because there was no room left at the inn. We were roosting in a tree on a hill, said the redbird and his mate. Below us, there were shepherds watching their sheep. We saw an extraordinary thing. An angel appeared in the sky and said, I bring you tidings of great joy. Go quickly to Bethlehem, where you will find a baby lying in a manger. We were in the same tree, said the brown bird and his mate, and what we saw was spectacular. The night sky was filled with heavenly hosts singing, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. What we saw, said the white bird and his mate, was an awesome sight. So we followed the shepherds. And we know where they're going, don't we? Let us go see this miraculous thing that has come to pass, all the birds agreed. In the stable was a young mother, her husband, and their newborn baby. And we can bow our heads for a quick prayer. Thank you, God, for the blessed gift of your baby. Help us to enjoy the love and family that we share this day. Amen. And you can go back to your families. Merry Christmas.
If you'd like to turn to number 513 in your German hymnals, we'll sing a song that I haven't sung in years, and maybe many of you haven't either, but I certainly remember it as something being sung when I was little. O heiliges Kind, wir grüßen dich. And it's a very short song, so we'll sing all three verses.
Verses 8 to 20. That night in the field near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is, because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay. Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God. After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about. They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. While the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
Clean. We'll be reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. When Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child that is born, King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was worried, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod brought together the chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses and asked of them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" They told him, "He will be born in Bethlehem, just as the prophet wrote." The wise men listened to what the king had said and then left. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. The men went down to the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. They knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him.
The year I put God on my Christmas list. It never occurred to me till this year to put God on my Christmas list. Heaven knows I've been on the receiving end too many times to count, with a God whose giving knows no ending. Maybe God would like a gift for a change. What do you get someone who has everything? Slippers? A book? An iPad? Maybe I should get God something more personal. A homemade gift, perhaps, like a coupon book that says, 1 minute of world peace. I wish we could send messengers to God, holy angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill from all people." But this Christmas, a present for God seems out of reach. If I can't get God a present, maybe I can be a present by being present for God. This minute, this hour, as my present. I will completely turn my attention to God, turning in instead of turning out, deciding to be an active listener. I will take the Bible at its word and believe that God wants to hear from me. I will present my request to God humbly, gratefully, honestly. It's not wrapped in shiny paper. It's not a perfect gift for the Father of Lights, but I will be a cheerful giver. Here's hoping that God will say, "This is just what I've always wanted."
reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning, the Word already existed. He was with God, and He was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that He didn't make. Life itself was in Him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But although the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him when he came. Even in his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This birth, this rebirth, comes from God.
Love working with eager people. A manger scene. Everywhere we go, we see them. Mary kneeling, Joseph standing, shepherds with their trailing sheep watching, wise men with their robes and gifts adoring. Everyone's eyes point to the baby Jesus lying on a bed of hay in a manger, the wooden beams of the stable sheltering, the golden angel heralding, a star shining. Everywhere we go, we see them, manger scenes made of wood or clay or glass or cloth or plastic, on living room tables, Sunday school platforms, people's lawns, department store windows. The manger scene freeze frames the moment of contact. God made flesh dwelling among us. A baby, a savior who is Christ the Lord. You came to dwell among us, Lord, on that long ago Christmas day. Yet this year I want to dwell with you. I want to find myself in the manger scene. I want to lose myself in the manger scene, wrapped up in the story. Story wrapped up in me. And so, God of all the hosts of heaven, hear my prayer. Give me strong legs like Joseph, standing at Mary's side, supporting, protecting. He walked on those legs to Bethlehem. Those legs will take him to Egypt, carrying a baby, a savior who is Christ the Lord. Give me eyes like the animals, eyes like the cow and sheep and donkey, patiently watching and simply being, waiting to see what will happen next to a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Give me hands like the wise men, always filled with rich gifts that are carried over long distances, hands that fold in prayer when they meet a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Give me a voice like the angels so that I can share good news of peace on earth, goodwill to all people, telling everyone how to meet a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Give me feet like the shepherds, racing down the mountains, feet that seek good news, that will bear good news of a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Give me a womb like Mary's, receptive to love growing inside me, sheltering that love, nurturing that love, no barriers between my body and the body of a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Give me a heart that shines like a bright twinkling star on a dark night, like a north star over the fathomless sea, pointing, always pointing, truly to a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Give me a mind like this stable, holding this community of faith, embracing this community of worshipers, whose center is always only Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Give us a body like Jesus that grows in wisdom and speaks the truth and feeds the hungry and loves the rejected and heals the wounded and comforts the brokenhearted and gives freely as the one who is a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. It's all right here in the manger seat, my manger seat.
If you'd like to turn in your blue hymnals now to number 194, and we'll sing verse 1 and 3 of Away in a Manger.
Stand for the singing, and we'll remain standing for the last song. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
You all got a version or copy of the Friedensfest. I don't know how many years it has been sung in this church on Christmas morning, but ever since I can remember, and I think it must, and that's got to be, it will be 50 years this summer, so it's got to be longer than that. So we will sing all the repeats. Usually we have a choir, and then you sing, and we sing, and so forth, but today we're just going to all sing everything.
Thank you.